The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been all over the board this evening, 855-450-FREE. As a matter of fact, we've been talking about ISIS, the intervention in the Middle East, illegal immigration. What was the first thing, Brian?
The church that shelters the illegal immigrants, and Harry Potter.
And Harry Potter. That's right. The last one. You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind, these topics, and more. 855-450-3733. Let's go right to the phones. Christopher in Iowa. Christopher, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to go back and revisit the illegal immigrants topic that you guys are talking about a little while
ago. It's a hot topic.
And, you know, I'm on the fence as to working and all that jazz. The part that I can't get over is the rule of law violation. Now, you guys...
That's my favorite part.
What's that?
That's my favorite part because it's so easy to deal with.
Well, you know, you talk about... you kind of brush it off as, well, everybody breaks laws, but that's really not... While that is the case, the expectation of punishment is there if you get caught.
Sure.
The illegal immigration, currently right now, that expectation of punishment isn't present because of what the president's done.
And then what's the meaning of the phrase rule of law?
Rule of law means that the laws that are written down are enforced to the letter.
On everybody, equally,
on everybody,
right?
On everybody, equally, correct.
Right. So, I mean, what happens when a cop goes faster than the speed limit? What happens when a cop even hurts somebody? What kind of punishment do they get versus what you and I might get for the same crime?
That is not for us to decide. That is for the law to decide. I mean, where do you draw the line?
Okay, well, if the law is supposed to be... if the law is supposed to be applied equally to everybody... There's a clear instance of it not being applied equally.
Not arguing that point. My point is, where do you draw the line? What laws do you say are
the lines?
Okay,
the lines are drawn by people far that believe that they're your superiors. The laws have never applied in 9,000 years of the state to the state and its enforcers. Charlie Rangel doesn't pay his taxes. He gets censured by the House. You don't pay your taxes. Your butt goes to prison and your family starves, right?
Absolutely.
What you're claiming is the rule of law as it is implemented in any place but heaven means that the serfs do what they're told or they get their heads chopped off. We, the leaders, do what the hell we want and we're soft on our men.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
That's what the rule of law is. The rule of law is a fantasy to suck in Republicans.
I don't agree with that point. I think if you don't have that belief in the rule of law and that it is applied equally, then...
Here comes the big gun, Christopher. Here it comes. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
It's 1864. A black man is running across your pasture. Do you contact the local authorities and say that there's an escaped slave on the loose? The law compels you to.
The law compels you to. The decision is, I guess that would be my decision whether or not to inform on that. I don't know the situation.
No, the law compels you.
Where do I live at? Where do I live? I live in the South.
You live in a border state.
You live in a state where you have to, by law, report on an escaped slave.
Every single one of them.
Do you break the law or not?
You do not live in Canada.
I guess in this instance, I probably would.
You'd inform?
I haven't decided yet. You put me in one of those conundrums.
Okay.
You know, the right
thing. Right, that's the conundrum. And this is really what it comes down to. You know that there's good laws and you know that there's bad laws. That means that the rule of law is a system for getting good people to enforce bad laws, therefore making it a bad concept. That's all I put.
Where did the laws come from?
The laws come from evil liars. Where do you live?
Yeah, but the laws come from the people we elect to put those laws in
place. Who's we?
Yeah, most of those people I didn't
vote
for.
Have you ever filed the deciding vote in an election?
Hey, you get the government you freaking put into office.
No, I do not. I rarely get any of the people I vote for go in. I mean, you must live in an amazing world where you get the government you deserve. I get a government full of liars and thieves.
I'm not arguing that point either.
There you go. The rule of law sucks because the people in the government that write them suck. If you can find me a government of angels, I'll obey your rule of law.
I still think you're sidestepping the point that, you know,
what?
Where do you...
What?
You're just going to pick and choose what laws you choose.
Yes! I am going to use my moral compass to decide what is right and what is wrong. I don't call that a sidestep. I have put the barrel of the gun right in the between your eyes, and you said, yes, laws are admitting there are evil laws. Therefore, the rule of law is evil. This is not a sidestep. This is the root of the issue. Politicians are evil people. You said you wouldn't argue that. Politicians write laws. Therefore, their missives must be, at times, evil. Thanks
very
for the call, Christopher.
Put.
Thank you so much. I used to be that rule of law guy.
Yeah.
I was. Because I thought, how can you run a society if you don't have a set of rules to do it? And the answer is, well, okay, let's have a set of rules. Here's the rules. They're easy. If you harm somebody, you must make them whole. If you do it on purpose, there should be a punitive element to that. That's really all it comes down to. Do no harm, keep your word, and it's fine. If you do harm, you need to make good. If you do harm on purpose, perhaps you need a scolding. Perhaps some kind of more thing.
With the punitive element thing.
Like the punitive element part.
Yeah, and the on purpose thing. I mean, if you run over someone by accident, you know. I like restitution for the victim instead of punishment for the aggressor or the criminal.
I don't know. I think a lot of this is that everybody's trying to create this one-size-fits-all system for everybody. And you know what? I don't think that's possible.
Well, it's funny because the caller, I'm sorry, I forgot his name. But
Chris.
Okay, I appreciated his honesty.
Kudos to him.
He was considering whether or not he would actually inform, because I could see that he was thinking about it, right? And
right,
so
he's
I appreciate that vulnerability and that honesty.
And that he even had the conversation. It was fantastic.
True.
Absolutely.
That's what we like here on Free Talk Live. But, you know, about the rule of law, like, there are lots of people who are concerned, just like Christopher was, that the rule of law doesn't apply to people who come to the U.S. illegally. And, you know, maybe get a path to citizenship or whatever, right?
Or just get allowed to stay. The idea that somebody can come here illegally and jump the line for a bunch of other people who are waiting in line, right? Like, that doesn't feel very good.
Right, especially if you're one of those people paying the immigration lawyer and waiting in line, sure.
Sure.
It doesn't feel good.
You may never even get the lottery to come here from Mexico.
Exactly. But, I mean, before we worry about extending the rule of law to those people, isn't it kind of important to extend the rule of law to the politicians? And that's clearly not happening.
It's never going to happen. As long as you have people in power, when was the last time people in power turned their you know, violence against themselves?
Never.
They don't do that.
No, they don't. That's
the point of the system.
They reward their friends and punish their enemies.
They call it a rule of law so that you'll support their power. The rule of law is a lie.
They put this moral obligation onto it. You know, they give you this guilt trip of, well, you're supposed to follow all the laws, and you're supposed to. Ignorance of the law is no excuse, which, by the way, the original origin of that phrase was that there were so few laws that you couldn't be ignorant of, like, the fact that it was wrong to hurt someone, for instance. But, yeah, they put this moral guilt trip on everybody and say, oh, you're supposed to follow all the laws, when it's an impossible rigged system. You can't possibly know all the laws. A lot of them are victimless crimes. A lot of them are just put in place to kind of control you, and so that everything is criminalized in a sense, and they can get you for whatever you want, whatever they want.
I love the saying, where there's a problem, there's something that's too big. And I think that is absolutely true. The amount of laws in the books are completely out of hand. The scope of, I mean, keep in mind, you know, I think the case could be made that in the United States, in America, it was not supposed to be like the United States. It was supposed to be more, you know, states were almost like their own countries. Yeah. And had far more direct control.
The federation to handle the military.
Exactly. And everything started going wrong, really, once that Constitution got put in place.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com. Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE or LRN.FM, which is our Skype nom de plume. You know, we're talking about immigration into this country, but immigration in many cases is just the importation of labor. Well, what about the importation of other stuff? Americans love drinking coffee. There's very little of it grown on U.S. soil. Hawaii is the only place where you can grow. You're not growing coffee in New Hampshire.
Wait a minute. This is getting rid of American coffee.
Right, exactly right.
We're displacing these poor Hawaiians.
So there you go. You're taking advantage of foreign labor right there. Why not let them work in the United States? We've teamed up with BuzzBox, and in order to bring great coffee to you, it's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. But we can work with Kiva to give microloans to people around the world. Some of the profits from the purchases here go to give microloans to people in foreign countries that do not enjoy life, a life that's as good as the one that we've been provided. And when you get your coffee, you probably drink coffee daily anyway. Get it through coffee.freetalklive.com. You're giving other people a hand up, not a handout. These are loans. They repay the loans, and then the money can be used to give to somebody else. It's coffee.freetalklive.com, and I think you'll really enjoy it. I actually just went through the process. It's quite easy. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got John in Indiana. John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mark, Brian, Stephanie. I had a what if, and then I had a comment question. The what if is on the border. If we were spending, before we got more actively engaged in the bombing campaign, if we were spending $228 million a month with limited bombing, if we took that money and absolutely secured our borders and had better control over the visas, whether it's student or work or whatnot, and secured our country, and then let the people in the Middle East, the Sunnis and the Shias, fight their own wars. But the money that we're spending over there, if we took the same money to secure our borders, where would we be then, and how much better off would we be? And then
can we do option C?
Yeah, can I keep my money?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want stinking government bureaucrats that have never done anything inefficiently in their lives, at least not working for the government they haven't. They probably do lots of efficient things. But, government bureaucrats who are not known for their efficiency, I think that's a better, nicer way of saying it.
Sure.
Why should I be giving them money?
Yeah, I would debate, too, that actually if we weren't spending it on bombing people abroad, that border protection may not be so much of an issue.
Absolutely.
Just as it was not an issue for this country for quite some time.
I think the intellectual discussion is if we don't control it over there, then it's going to come over here. And so I was just thinking if you didn't spend $228 million limited, probably ratchet on up to $1 billion a month with bombing, if you use that to absolutely secure the borders, then instead of tearing up someone else's country and putting our military guys at risk.
Do you like the direction this country's going, John? Do you like the direction the country's headed?
No, actually I don't.
Do you think it's moving from freedom to tyranny?
I do, and I'm not one of those.
Do you want to give a tyrannical government? Do you want to be trapped inside of a wall built by a tyrannical government?
No, not by a tyrannical government.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
that clears things up.
Yeah. 53. I don't want their wall. I don't look. Your kids may be looking to go to China for work in the future. Do you really want to be trapped inside the wall?
Yeah, he was bringing up, I think, whether he realized
it
or not.
He didn't want to make another point, and I dropped him, but, next time.
We're
7 days a week, from 7 p. to 10 p., even if we're not on your local station. So sorry about that, John. I was not thinking. I got to keep the calls moving, though.
Yeah, I think he brought up a problem, or this is an old Greek problem, of what happens when the irresistible force meets the immovable object. It gets rephrased today in a good defense is a good offense, or a good offense is a good defense. But the answer to the problem is always the same. You don't have to play. You know, that's the deal. Like, you know, because that's what he was saying. It's like, should we have a better defense instead of being an offense, or should we have an offense instead of a defense? I would argue, just don't play. You know, don't play the game.
Let's go to Ed. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I can sum it up in a few words. How y'all doing?
Hey, Ed. Long time, no talk.
Hey, three great forces rule the world. Stupidity, fear, and greed.
Yeah, they're there.
That's it. And there is no conspiracy. It's just money and power, always has been. And rule of law, you know, simply means that you just don't let, you try not to let individuals. It's the constant struggle. You try, rule of law, you know, justice is supposed to be blind. It's supposed to be.
But it's right. It's a faith-based belief, and I've tried to get rid of those because the government loves faith-based beliefs. What's the terminology, Ed? You know what it is. How rich people view, or how the government views religion. The poor see religion as true. The government see it as useful.
Regarded by the common man is true, the wise is false, and the rulers is useful.
Right. Yeah. And the rule of law is an extremely useful idea to rulers. And, you know, to the common guy, yep, rule of law, good thing. You know, I just can't sit here and I can't believe it.
Mark, but the main thing is an act of injustice is condemned not because a law is broken, but because a person has been hurt. That solves a lot of, listen, justice really solves 90% of all our problems.
Yep. You're right.
If you think about it, and look, and here's another quote written 2,000 or 3,000 years ago. We can have justice when those who have not been injured by injustice are as outraged by it as those who have been.
Indeed. Ed, thank you so much for the call. 855 453. I'm quick on that drop tonight.
Always love getting a call from Ed, though.
Let's go to Clayton in Arkansas. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say, like, how refreshing it is. I'm a first-time caller, and how refreshing it is to, like, actually hear some people debating about things like the rule of law, a fairly abstract concept. I think it's so cool to, like, hear that on the radio.
You don't hear that on the radio in any other show, do you?
No, I mean, that's awesome. That's like
FreeTalkLive.com.
Yeah.
Follow us, get our archives. You can hear us every day if you want.
Yeah, excellent. What I'm calling about, you know, one of the narratives that's not being told about the whole immigration crisis is how much immigration policy has changed over the course of this country's history. I mean, my grandfather, or great-grandfather, came over from Mexico, I think for about $2, he crossed the border in, you know, the early part of the 20th century.
Clayton, I want you to get a chance to say a bit more here on this, because I think that this is absolutely true. Immigration policy has changed dramatically.
Yeah.
A few generations ago, you landed on Ellis Island, they screwed your name up, they held you for 3 days, made sure you didn't have herpes or whatever, and sent you on your way. And that was it.
Yeah. Then the quota system came.
855, 450.
Ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call. Talk about what you want. It's been immigration for a good portion of the evening, though. And, you know, on Free Talk Live, we take a radical departure from sort of the mainstream opinion on free people crossing the borders of free countries. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Free Stephanie.
You can be as free as you can make yourself. And you can make yourself more free by getting some bitcoins. I think that they're going to be a big step in the future to giving people freedom around their own money.
Oh, man, buying time right now. I'm looking at the price, and it's $377 or $378.
We are not investors. This is not investment advice.
But, you know, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, I think, are a good idea. I have some for myself. Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, you can get them all at ExpressCoin.com. Yes, Canada, you're welcome to purchase from ExpressCoin.com, too.
I've been buying everything lately.
Have you?
Gold, silver, Bitcoin.
The prices everything. Are right. So,
if you've got a long-term strategy, you know, like you just buy a little bit every week, and it's really easy to do that with ExpressCoin. You can buy $40 worth of Bitcoin every week, pay no trading fees on
it. Use coupon code FTL, and you can do it. Just make a deposit at a local credit union that has shared branching. You'll have your Bitcoins or Dogecoin or Litecoin or Blackcoin or Darkcoin or whatever cryptocurrency you want that they have within a business day. It's ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. We were hearing from Clayton specifically about how immigration laws have changed. And, Clayton, I wanted you to get a chance to finish up what you were saying.
Yeah. I think, I mean,
you know, as I was saying, my grandfather crossed the border, you know, at the beginning of the 20th century, and it was, you know, or my great-grandfather crossed the border at the beginning of the 20th century, and he crossed for just, you know, a few dollars and a name, a signature on a piece of paper.
Yeah, I think the Constitution says $10, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's $10.
You know, the thing is, I mean, just the rhetoric is crazy on this. Whenever I hear, you know, sort of art, quote-unquote conservatives talking about this issue, you know, they'll say, how dare they come over here and make money and work? How dare they come over here and do things that are moving the American economy forward? You know, it's completely the wrong way to approach this issue. We need to be rewarding
people for working. I think there's a lack
of...
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I think, like, a lot of people don't think of... It's easy because we're taught this as we're growing up. It's easy to think of foreigners as, like, alien. Like, that's even the terminology that's used, aliens and illegals. They don't ever say, like, human beings who want to work and human beings who are just like you, except they happen to maybe speak a different language or look a little bit different.
I wish I had better terminology, too, because even the term immigrant, I think, is loaded.
Yeah.
Consider for a second that New Mexico...
We're all immigrants, or all of our ancestors are. I mean...
Well, I'm an immigrant. I moved from Florida to New Hampshire. New Mexico's constitution's written in both Spanish and English, so...
Yeah. Always has been.
It always has been. It was written originally, because it's called New Mexico, right? And, I mean, so the suggestion that you have to, oh my God, America, I shouldn't have to push one or two or whatever to get English. Well, yeah, you should, because this is an entirely an English-speaking country. But, you know, the idea that somebody south of the border there is called an immigrant, but somebody north of it isn't. I mean, so if somebody from New Mexico moves to New Hampshire, they're just somebody who moved. If somebody from Chihuahua moves to New Hampshire, they're an immigrant. And I'm not sure I even like this terminology because it gives credence to Washington bureaucrats that really should have no business over this.
Yeah, and really
I
immigration...
Mean, does a person's character really change when they cross the border? I mean, do they change in their fundamental ontological human characteristic when they
not
cross
at
the
all.
Border? The answer is no. You know?
Yeah,
right. Exactly. The one thing that you could claim about people crossing borders illegally is that the border is the gateway drug to criminality. I don't believe it, but you might make the claim is that, look, I was able to cross the border and have a better life. Maybe I could commit some other crimes and have a better life. And that's a problem of the border, not of the person coming here and trying to work. So,
exactly,
you know,
right.
Don't create the gateway mentality. Thanks so much for the call, Clayton. I do appreciate it. And, hey, I'm so glad he got to hear, you know, different ideas. Because
yeah. The
ideas in America seem to be so homogenous these days.
Well, it's important, you know, considering American ideas, I think it's important to, if you just research the, you know, the various immigration acts that America has passed, the immigration reform, if you will, throughout the past, you know, couple centuries or, through, you know, past 150 years or so. And if you look at the personal correspondence of a lot of the people that passed some of this immigration reform, not, maybe not counting Calvin Coolidge, I think you're going to find some pretty serious racism, some real backwards thinking, some real antiquated thinking.
Well, you're going to find racism if you go and poking around with politicians anywhere in the first part of the 20th century.
Sure, but that's the thing.
Eugenics was a thing back then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, talk about, like, the last big one was, what, 1924? That's the one that Calvin Coolidge signed. I mean, things could have been changed then, but then, and you'd say, well, yeah, that's the 20s. Okay, fine, let's go 20 years forward to FDR. Okay, and this guy, read his personal correspondence about Jews and the Japanese. I mean, this guy's about the Jews, you know? And you're going to read some of the most racist remarks you could possibly imagine. He was complaining about the Jews in Oregon. He was saying, in his personal
correspondence, Oregon was being overrun by
the Jews. You know, or
and we can see that history has borne him out.
Yeah, right.
What Jews in Oregon?
Yeah, right.
No idea.
Yeah, or just look at the correspondence about the Irish in this country in the past.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it reads so ugly, and these laws are either responses to that, or they are from that time. They have nothing to do with
you know
today.
What I hate
folks
to see?
The 21st century.
I hate to see those Irish people with their flags displaying their pride and their heritage and, you know, eating their Irish food and having their Irish parades. It shows that they just haven't integrated.
Yeah.
Isn't it ludicrous? I mean, you think every white American's Irish, essentially. I mean, you know, and they go out, they drink themselves some green beer on St. Paddy's Day, which, of course, they don't do in Ireland.
Yeah.
And somehow they're not they're integrated as they could possibly be. You know, integration's kind of this funny thing, too.
Well, let's get serious for a moment here, okay? Because... really, the Mexicans, they have diseases. They're just looking, okay, they're freeloaders. They're not going for jobs. Wait a minute. Didn't Hitler say that about the Jews? That's weird.
I don't know, but probably.
They leached off the country's economy. So I guess maybe we should start practicing eugenics if we don't want them here.
I think that we could all learn something from hardworking immigrants is what I think. I think
absolutely.
Just be far better off if we worked like we wanted to build a better life for ourselves rather than expecting the government to take care of all your problems. Yep. Plenty of immigrants come here. They leech off the system. That's your fault for building, allowing a system that would allow it. But we had a guy call in who had a reasonably good idea, which is essentially take all the money from U.S. foreign intervention around the world, especially the Middle East, apply it to the border. Well, I say, you know, take the inefficiencies of the border situation and let people keep their money so they can employ people who come across the border.
Sure.
We'd be that much better off.
Sure. And this has been mentioned on the show before, but I think it bears repeating. You know, you take NAFTA, you know, this is something that was put into action, what, in the 60s?
Well, it's it got implemented in a large scale NAFTA in the 90s under Clinton.
Okay,
but there might have been pieces of it.
There's quite a bit, and that was part of that was okay. What workers can come in here legally to do good work? You know, this is even people from
the
Canada.
The Wendback laws of '68 were what stopped essentially people just who just came here half a year to work for picking.
Okay,
stuff.
Sure, but these laws are decades old, and guess what? None of these laws have any response to the fact, say someone wants to come over here and they want to do computer science, or they want to help out Google or something like that. They can't come here, even if we wanted them to go through all those wonderful reforms that the United States set up, because these laws are so old. You have to reform this, or just get rid of it entirely.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. One more segment, 855-450-3733.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Did my voice crack?
It's pure no.
Oh my.
All over again at 40 what?
I touched it and oh my goodness. 855-453. And you can give us a call. I don't even know what to do with that.
Why would you want to after that?
LRN.FM is our Skype line. And real quick, I want to tell you about the AMP program. The AMP program is, well, if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, you believe in the ideas of liberty, you want the ideas of liberty to be spread far and wide, you can help us because we use the money from the AMP program to only advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It gets us on more radio stations, more downloads of the show. Specifically, what you're doing when you give money to the AMP program isn't giving money to Free Talk Live. It's giving money to spread the ideas of liberty. If you think we do a good job of it here on Free Talk Live, your money can go farther with us than it can with, really, frankly, any of those other liberty-oriented organizations because you're not paying paychecks with the AMP program.
Right.
It's just getting the message spread farther and wider. So please join the AMP program. You get a few perks. We got an AMP only call in line, and although I love the regular line better with the 855-450 free number, we've got an AMP forum on Facebook page, and you can get a commercial free podcast and a few other things.
Yeah. I mean, not to toot our own horn, but you heard the phone call tonight.
I got the horn though.
Yeah, right. But yeah, it's a big
you
horn.
Touch it and it toots.
But I mean, you heard the calls. You know how refreshing it was to hear these kind of conversations on the radio. This is really how you can help keep those spreading and going.
Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Brian, correct me if I may have heard you wrong, but the last segment there, you said that people from other countries can't come over here and work in the United States and go back home afterwards?
No, what I was saying was is that the immigration laws that exist are actually have no response to a lot of modern jobs like the tech industry. You really can't come unless you lie and massage your way in via NAFTA. You cannot come into this country if you want to work a computer job.
Yeah, NAFTA was written before those jobs really existed.
Right.
So you have to like change your job description, and you have to kind of know how to navigate the system too. Like, not every company knows how to do that, but some do, and they've got this process down, which isn't, it's kind of convoluted. It's just
yeah,
hard.
You have to cheat, which is the antithesis of legality.
Okay, Robert? So we're just talking, you're just saying computer jobs, right?
Yeah, there's a few others, but computer jobs is the easy one for me to remember.
Let's just say it hasn't kept up with the time.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend who was from Canada, and she had a difficult time. Like, she had to prove for every nursing job that she took, she had to prove that somehow an American couldn't take that job. And I thought this was very confusing, because how can you prove that an American doesn't need a nursing job?
Well, Mark, you have to go interview all 330 million Americans.
There you go.
Can you take this job? Okay, next.
Go on with your point, Robert. Maybe we're missing the mark on this.
Okay, well, I know that over here in Vermont, and it has been for an awful, awful long time, that, you know, the farmers that are over here, they'll have the Jamaicans come over here. And
right.
They'll do all the farming, and then they have a house here, and they'll put them up in the house. And then at the end of the summer, during the fall, they go back to Jamaica. And then, you know, during the spring, they bring them back. And they've been doing it over here for 30, 40 years, probably.
Yeah. You mentioned trying to keep a Jamaican in Vermont in a cabin.
Jamaican him crazy.
Yeah. In February.
Yeah, if the job you're going for fits within NAFTA, which I'm sure farming would, or maybe it doesn't, there's 63 jobs in that agreement in particular. Of course, there's a lot of other laws out there and agreements out there. But, there is a faster track. I won't say it's a fast track, but there is a faster track to getting in. And I imagine that would fall under what you're talking about, Robert. It's a good point.
Yeah, it's excellent, because we can learn a lot from people from Jamaica and other countries, and learn a lot about their culture and stuff. They can teach us a whole bunch of stuff, and then we can also teach them what we've learned over here. I don't think we need to have any corner at all.
Yeah, it's so funny, because so many people, and you're taught this in school as an American child, in public school, you're taught how great it is that America is this multicultural melting pot. And yet, at the same time, there's so many people that seems, no, I don't want their culture here. And so, well, why not? I thought this was the great thing, and I agree. You know, infinite diversity and infinite combinations, there's strength in diversity.
Thanks for the call, Robert.
Could you imagine if you weren't allowed to visit websites that were not made by people in the U.S.? I mean, it's just ridiculous to think of the Internet having borders like that.
Yeah, that is.
Well, it's kind of true. I mean, there's gambling sites you can't go to from this country.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, but, like, could you imagine if someone's blog from wherever, you couldn't go to visit it? I mean, that would just be nuts.
Sure. Well, the idea of Jamaicans coming up to Vermont to teach them about pot, and the Vermonters teaching them about cheese and stuff.
I think there are probably some Vermonters who want to learn about pot.
It's like, don't worry, we know how to grow. No, anyway.
855, 450, free. I do think that we would... Okay, so openborders.org has estimated that you would see a doubling, and that is an incredible statement, a doubling of the world GDP if you opened borders and allowed people to cross borders of all countries freely. Now, obviously, this isn't something that's going to happen anytime soon, because, countries aren't going to open their borders, but if a large nation was to, be much more liberal in its, immigration policy, what that nation would achieve is it would get the productivity of the most productive people that would come here. Now, I don't say you give away anything for free at all. This is just for people who want to work. But that nation would get the productivity of those people. It would also apply pressure to nations around the world to have a freer, more customer-oriented government, because they could lose their people any time. Imagine if everybody...
We've been talking about ISIS tonight. Like, I even think this is the solution to totalitarian regimes and people being mistreated by their governments. Just instead of bombing these places and saying, oh, no, you can't come here, but we're going to go to you and try to fix this mess that's been created
by bombing you.
Why not just say, okay, well, we'll open the borders, and if you feel oppressed by wearing a burqa or whatever, if you've had acid thrown in your face, come live here. We'll take care of you. Not necessarily we'll take care of you, but we'll at least let you come here and make a better life for yourself.
We'll give you an opportunity.
Yeah.
And think about this for a second. I mean, if you've seen the maps of how much land the government owns in places like Nevada and out west,
sure,
it's incredible. You're telling me that if you just sectioned off an area and said, you know, this is the Syrian concentration camp or whatever. And I'm not trying. I'm just trying to be
good,
as realistic as you can. What refugee camp is what I meant to say.
Refugees.
You know, and inside that area, you know, they can figure out who owns what land or whatever it is. And they can build whatever they want. They can bring people in. But they have to. That's their spot. This little Syria. I'll bet you we'd have inside of a couple, you know, a decade or two, you'd have a thriving city that would be really awesome, and we'd all benefit. Think for a second right now, if all the hardworking folks in Mexico that want to come here could move to Detroit. It would be so much better for that place.
Mm-hmm.
The productivity that those people would bring, well, they would revitalize that city.
Well, yeah. I'll say, too, I mean, speaking of kind of refugees, in the 90s, I was working at a Wendy's. I was actually a manager. And in Utica, New York, they brought in a lot of Bosnians. Now, before somebody says, well, they're white, you know, or their culture or something, they're Muslims.
All right.
They were all Muslims.
All right.
All right. And they, first off, they worked their butt off.
Good.
Okay. Now, I'll readily admit that the company that or the franchisee that we were a part of got like $1,000 pretty much for everybody they hired out of that. So there was certainly incentive
from the government?
From the government. Okay. Now, there was certainly an incentive to bring them in. Okay. Full disclosure. But let me just say this about, because if this whole immigration thing is, what if Muslims get in here? What if terrorists get in here? Oh, please. Please let those Muslims in, because those girls were so beautiful, and I had times you would not believe. Okay, I mean, you can't imagine. As soon as when the lights went out, oh God, this was great. Bring on those Muslims.
And you're Jewish. They're messing with you, and they're Jewish.
And yeah, and they knew I was Jewish. I mean, at that time, especially, I was really, you know, kind of raising the flag about that. And oh God, they had no problem with my Judaism. Let me tell you,
I do think
they knew I was cut.
Now, at $1,000, that's really nothing when you compare. You know, to $1,000 is nothing to hire an employee. So, I mean,
but you're getting a good employee with that.
I can just imagine churches. The Lutherans really love immigration, by the way. I can just imagine the Lutherans cutting a check to businesses. Hey, here's $1,000 to take this employee and try him out and see what you think. I bet people would do it. 855. Well, I'm giving the number. Well, check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you
and Brian
and Stephanie.
freetalklive.com.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Braeburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.